I'll tell you, what a thrill. I felt like we're playing in a home game, coming in there, seeing all the fans, seeing some very beautiful, attractive ladies who had Patriot tattoos on their arms. It really, there's dedication. And it's really special to see this kind of following here. I think when we bought the team, you know, when we were just fans, I think our record, we had trouble beating the Broncos and the Dolphins, and we were like 2-7, I believe. And pretty proud that we've met them 6 times, I think, since we've owned the team, and we've beaten them 5 of the 6. So let's hope that it continues tomorrow. But it's pretty cool when you think about it that these kind of matchups, when it winds up that the two best teams in the AFC are playing tomorrow, and you got the two greatest quarterbacks in the modern era playing against one another. CBS and our good friends at WBZ should be very happy.
We are. How exciting is it from the sense of, you know, where you've come from? You're celebrating the 20th anniversary. To be able to walk into a place like that.
Denver.
Yeah, in Denver, a place where you had a hard time winning, like you said, as a fan, when you know, watching to see that.
You know, we saw it in Houston. We've seen it in a number of cities, and when I think back, what's meant more to the success, if we've had any, in this franchise is the kind of fan support we've gotten. I know it's motivated our family to be willing to do some of the things we've had to do, and I'll never forget January 22nd, 1994. It was a snowstorm, and we wound up selling 6,000 season tickets, and that was the beginning of selling out, which hadn't happened in 34 years. So I have a love affair with the Patriots fans globally who've given us the support and just the feeling going in there. I wish our team could see that, although I must tell you all that there's a wonderful sense of confidence and quiet confidence with our team, and I just hope they can execute tomorrow.
You mentioned inside that you had a conversation with LeGarrette Blount today. What did he have to say? And it seems like
he was. Well, you know, it's wonderful to see someone like that who, you know, he said his life changed. I think he said April of this year when he wound up coming to us, and his experience, you know, has just been so positive and. You know, he's contributed, especially the second half of this season. Well, I always remember that great run down in Atlanta when he showed us something. And I think he did one in the preseason as well. But we're blessed to have four. In the 20 years we've owned the team, I don't ever remember us having four backs the way we do, the kind of depth. But also, we've had some real challenges on our offensive line. And the way they've come together and done the job, and LeGarrette and all the fans are the beneficiaries of that.
Do you have a hunch about tomorrow? You've been around a lot of big games. Has your intuition proved you correct over the years, and how do you feel the night before?
One thing I've learned is anyone who answers a question like that, there's no owner, no head coach, no quarterback, no player who really knows what's going to happen. And that's the reason the networks pay us what they pay. And even in the fourth quarter, when you're down by 2 touchdowns with less than 2 minutes to go, you don't know what's going to happen. So the only thing I can say is this is a very special team we have. They prepared very hard. They've done a good job at practice this week, and they're ready to go. And that's, but then you never know what's. That at least gives you a chance to win.
Well, you seem to like the underdog role too, as a team.
It's wonderful, yeah. It's, but with good reason. I mean, this team here. I mean, look at the year. Think of Peyton Manning having neck surgery and coming and throwing, you know, knocking out Tommy's record. What was it, 54 or 55? And at his age, to do it, it's really remarkable.
we all know that players before the game, you know, get nervous, coaches. As an owner, what is it like the night before? Do you get nervous when you go to dinner, you go out, or do you think about it? Does it keep you up at night? What are your thoughts going into a big game like this as an owner?
You just gave all the answers in the question. It's, you know, let's put it like this. I know I've done everything I can do to help get our team in the best position to win. There's a certain amount of jitters you have because, let's face it, we might never be back in this position again. There are teams that haven't ever done it, and there are teams that haven't done it in over 20 years. And so you have to really savor the moment and hope that you've done everything you can do to help put your team in the best position to win. But we're just like all the fans. We're excited, and at the same time, we understand what a big task it is ahead. Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.